section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Raids returns, Roblox happened, and what's up with Ken Anderson? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Take what you wanna take. Don't leave me here. Last thing leap years over your fear. I'm the one, one and only love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Hayabusa passes away. This is really sad. What are your thoughts on this, Aaron?
Yeah, it was a very, very unfortunate event. This actually happened last week, and we just didn't have the time to go over it. But we didn't want to let that go because Hayabusa was instrumental in so many massive changes in the cruiserweight role. He actually spent a little bit of time in North America, nowhere too big necessarily. He actually made most of his living in Japan, but he actually innovated a couple of really big moves that are used today, in particular the Falcon Arrow and the Phoenix Splash, which is a move that Seth Rollins uses. And he unfortunately met with an injury that kind of paralyzed him a little bit. And before he passed away, he actually regained use of his legs a little bit. He could walk with a cane, but for a while there, he couldn't. And unfortunately, he had a brain hemorrhage and he passed away. So he left a lasting legacy, on the business of professional wrestling. And he's somebody that is going to be sorely missed.
I completely agree. I can't remember. I remember playing. What game was it that you had that he was in?
So he was unofficially in WCW versus NWO World Tour and Revenge. So he was in there as Hannibal and as Hanzo Man, as those two. So he had the same, type of mask and everything like that, but they just didn't have the likeness down. He was also in VPW 1 and 2, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. VPW, that's the one that you had the import for, right? For the Nintendo 64?
Yep. Amazing game. Absolutely amazing. He was in those games. I always played as him and the great Suzuki is his name, who, fun trivia fact, he won a seat in their parliament.
And he was still masked.
Yes.
Which I find that hilarious. I don't know why, but I just find that part hilarious. Now, one thing I don't find hilarious is Ken Anderson. He left TNA, and this is just came out of nowhere. I mean, he said a word that we will not say here to TNA, but he said
he wasn't too happy.
TNA. And now here's the thing. I've looked and I can't find anything. What exactly happened?
I have no idea. So he'd been with TNA since we started the show.
Really?
He joined TNA. Yeah. He joined. So that was 2010. That's when he joined TNA. So he'd been there now for, 6 years. That's kind of crazy when you think about it. He was with that company for that long. I think he was actually with TNA longer than he was WWE even, he might've been. But very unfortunate events. He is a 2-time TNA champion. This is not the way you want to leave a company. But does this hurt TNA at all, do you think?
Sort of. I mean, it hurts them some, like in a small way. But to me, it's more about what exactly happened. They said that he was on some type of drug. I don't know. Do we take that with a grain of salt, or do we say that, oh, this must have happened?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I can't figure out. I hope that it was not like drug related. I just hope that it was just something weird that happened, or that they just couldn't stand him for some reason. But
I think they didn't have anything for him. It's very unfortunate. I saw Anderson as a he was a main eventer for TNA, and he could have been for WWE, if things would have gone the right way for him. But he was a main eventer in TNA, but they didn't have any good spots for him. You know, that I think that was the problem. They didn't know what to do with him. They didn't know, you know, he had been a face and a heel, and he had flip-flopped so many times. He was anti-American at one point in time. You know, I mean, just because they needed him to be. You know, like, why? Like, why was he anti-American? I made no sense. Made absolutely no sense. But they had him do that. I think that TNA really did not know what to do with that character and with that gimmick. And I think that, you know, if he has an opportunity to go back to WWE, I think it would be a smart one.
Yeah. Remember Mr. Kennedy, that gimmick. That was awesome. Just to let you know, he started OVW from 2005, and then he left WWE in 2009. And it was in TNA from 2010, which you are right on. Wow. All the way until 2016. So you're right. He actually spent more time with TNA. You know, this is a sad thing. I just wish we could find out exactly what happened. I mean, I don't know. They said this match isn't even going to air, but I guess it was against Eric Young, and something happened. But they actually had big plans for him. Supposedly, he was going to go get another run for the title, which I think would be perfect for him. But, you know, this is just a sad situation. I hope we'll find out more as time goes on. Did you watch Roadblock, by the way?
Unfortunately.
Did you watch it live?
Live-ish.
I missed it, but so I started watching it like at 10:30, and 10:30, and I was very disappointed. To me, it's just a house show. That's all that was. It was just a house show that they taped. Did you at one point think that that Dean was going to beat Triple H?
I mean, they teased and they had the little thing that, you know, allowed him to get a win, so to speak. But, you know, for the most part, it was, you know, just went off as planned. And I don't think that there were any surprises here. I don't think anybody looked at that and said, oh, wow, I did not expect that person to win. It was pretty much by the book. The only match that was kind of up in the air was for the NXT tag titles. That was the only match that was up in the air. And that one even, you know, I think for me, it was like 75-25 split, you know, for me, maybe 66-33. But either way, the rest of it was totally down the middle, and it was what we expected. I don't know why they even bothered with this. You know, I don't know why they thought that this was going to be a good idea, why they should promote this. I almost felt that they had missed an opportunity by focusing more on, WrestleMania, as opposed to focusing on Roadblock. I feel like they were putting some effort towards this house show when they should have been saying, no, we're only going to be focusing on WrestleMania.
I completely agree. The only match that I was really happy about was the NXT tag match. But I believe the real reason why they had that match, they don't need the NXT tag titles. I believe that they're going to get called up. And I think that this was the test. And the crowd was into it. I mean, you're in Toronto. They do have WWE Network there, of course, and they have it also where you can have it on your TV without, streaming it, which is interesting. I was shocked about the response that they got, but everyone was in there. They did the SAWFT, which I can't wait to chant that with the crowd. They did that, and they just did their whole gimmick, and that was it was a good match. Like, for those guys stole the show, I believe. I think that was match of the night. I did like Natty versus Charlotte, but that you can't go wrong with those two. They're going to put on a great match. And that one was good, too.
Yeah, and, you know, the matches, they were all kind of shortish. You know, there weren't really that long of matches other than the main event. That one, of course, was the longest by far. But, you know, the other matches on the card were 8-minute matches. And not that that's a bad thing. You know, I'm not complaining at all about that. But it really felt more like watching a house show, watching a old school Raw, watching something that was focused only on the wrestling. And I don't know how I feel about that. You know, like, would you like, let's look at it this way. Would you watch, let's say, every Saturday WWE has a house show that they're always going to televise for whatever reason? Would you watch those?
No, I don't think I would. I mean, it's interesting that they do that. I wish that they would do something like that, where they had, like, you know, like once a month on a Saturday, they just broadcast the house show, especially if the gate's good. If they have, you know, like 80% of it sold out, why not run it? You know, why not at that time and say, hey, by the way, we're going to run this house show so you can see how it is. But yeah, I don't know. This is a tough one for me. I mean, it was decent. I mean, they had an interesting match that was not aired. They had Mark Henry take on Randy Sharp. Don't know who he is. And then Goldust defeated Victor.
Yeah.
But you're right. The matches, they're all short. You're talking the two dark matches combined were, you know, just under 11 minutes. And everything else was like almost 10 minutes, almost 8 minutes. I mean, how long do you think Brock Lesnar really worked that night? How long do you think it is?
Yeah,
he worked a 4 minute match. So you got to think curtain to curtain, he probably worked 6.5 minutes tops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, I think
and that was interesting, though, because, you know, with the Brock Lesnar thing, you know, they were touting that as being a big match. And, you know, realistically, going into this, you know, event, there were two matches that I was interested in, which was Triple H and Ambrose, which kind of knew Triple H was going to win, and Bray versus Lesnar, which we kind of knew Lesnar was going to win. And they didn't even deliver on that one. Instead, they had Luke Harper jump in and take on Lesnar. So, don't get me wrong, I'm happy that they did that, because I said that it was a waste of a feud to just have a one-off match here, that you need to have a build-up to it. So I am glad that they did that. However, though, if you're selling this, you literally sold me a bill of goods and you didn't give me everything. Instead, you gave me only one thing I was interested in, because I'll tell you what, I did not tune in just to see Jericho take on Jack Swagger again. That was not a match that I tuned in for. I didn't tune in to watch Sami Zayn and Stardust. That was not the match I really wanted to see. All right. That is a main event match. You know, that is on Superstars. That is not a match that I'm taking time out of my day to watch. No, I'm sorry. It's not. So I don't know. In my opinion, I think that this was unnecessary. I think that, you know, if you are going to have some sort of event from now on in between Fastlane and WrestleMania, I think that it needs to be a specialized event. I think it needs to be something that has implications for WrestleMania, and not for necessarily the main title, but for lower tier titles. You know, so, hey, we're having a four-way dance for the U.S. title. We're having a four-way dance or a tournament for the IC title. We're having a tag team tournament. You know, something along those lines. Have it be a two-hour event on a Saturday, 3-4 weeks before Mania. I'm cool with that. But this event itself, I think, is unnecessary.
But, you know, here's something that was really interesting is that, of course, Roman Reigns returned on Raw, and he beat up Triple H pretty much. And that was the... I don't get it. I mean, everyone thought he was coming down, and then he comes out from Gorilla, which, you know,
Is that a good move? Do you think that he should come out from Gorilla from now on?
I think it should, because I think with the crowd, you're kind of like a crowd favorite if you come out through the crowd, if that makes sense. You're not in the crowd anymore, then I don't think, because then people won't hit him or anything. He could basically start the slow heel turn, even though we call him a heel and he's not a heel, but he is a heel depending on how you look at it. But yeah, he returned, beat up Triple H pretty bad, enough that Triple H got he got beat up pretty bad. I mean, it was bad. And then the funny thing is I was laughing because I was like, what happened to Rudy Charles, TNA's old ref? He got hurt during that altercation.
He did. Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was like it's unfortunate, you know, when stuff like that happens. But I saw that and I was like, ew. But I think he tweeted out, you know, this is wrestling, not ballet. So,
well, I like the fact, though, and this is going in too depth, but I like the fact that he got hurt and then he hit. He didn't continue with it.
Yes.
And I got to give him credit. And I think there's a lot of kudos that people are like, you know what? He knows his job. He's doing an excellent job of it. You know, kudos to him for that. You know, that's the one thing. I just hope that he's OK. That's the big thing, because it looked like he hurt his knee. But I thought it was funny because I was like, oh, look, there's Jack Swagger. There's the Usos. There's Jack Swagger. There's Mark Henry. Oh, I guess that's what they were there to do, just to pull him off. I don't know why I find that funny, but I just did. but I was like, oh, look, you know.
So did the assault, though, did that make you kind of like Roman a little bit more? Do you think that it was more impactful since he was off TV for so long? Like, what are your thoughts?
I think it's more heelish. That's my thing. I think they're going to slowly turn him into a heel, which is, if he's going to be the world heavyweight champion and no one likes him a lot, you know, like we'll say, I bet it's more like 70% don't like him and 30% do. And, you know, it's hard to explain, but, you know, with Cena, he did work his way up and he did it the right way, and then everyone loved him, so they pushed him. Roman Reigns, they started pushing when he was still learning how to wrestle. And I think that's why a lot of people are like, oh, I don't like him. But if you're going to turn him heel, this is the way to do it. Have him come out from the curtain. Don't have him come out through the crowd and have him just focus on the match and then turn on everyone. I want to see at WrestleMania. I want him to turn on it on him. I want something big to happen. I mean, something that we're like, we were there. I mean, I don't think he can ever top last year. But anyways, this was really bad, especially with Triple H bleeding everywhere. And I think he got like a bunch of staples or whatever. But it was interesting. I mean, is that what you think, too? It's kind of.
Yeah, no. Yeah, totally agree. You know, I think that having him off TV, though, may have helped. I don't think he needed to be off for 2 weeks, but I think having him off for 1 week was probably at least a good idea, because that way it made the fans not excited to see him necessarily, but it was kind of like that anticipation for the confrontation. And I think that was really nice to see, you know, Triple H get bloodied the way that he did, just in the same way Roman was bloodied. Whether or not it was fake, who cares? It doesn't matter. You know, it's the presentation of it. But needless to say, you know, still kind of a good segment. I'm not like, can't wait to see this match. You know, I'm not like that necessarily. But I think for the normal fan, this is probably a really good thing. Now, Andy, I did want to just move on, though, real quick to the Neville Jericho match that was on Raw. I don't know if you had a chance to look at there was a special YouTube video where somebody actually dissected what had happened. And in particular, it's crazy, but Neville goes for a slide underneath Jericho and rolled his ankle, and turns out he actually fractured it. And so he's not going to be at WrestleMania now. A man who's known for high-risk moves gets injured by doing a simple ground move. And they tried improvising as much as they could. Jericho went for the quick roll-up. Robinson, unfortunately, didn't see that. Jericho pushed him, so he got DQ'd. But what does this do, though, for Neville not being at Raw, not being at WrestleMania? Is this kind of a nail in his coffin, would you say? Because, I mean, he's going to be out for 4 months.
Here's the thing. This is probably I'm not happy that he's injured now, because I really thought we were going to see him wrestle. I really like I thought he was going to be one of the guys we're going to see wrestle, and we're going to be like, wow, why isn't this guy getting pushed? Like, that's what I thought was going to happen. Now a slide that I can't tell you how many people do that. They roll their ankle. He breaks his ankle. I mean, I'm not happy about this injury. But the thing is, here's how I look at it. This is the best thing that could have happened to Neville. I know it sounds weird, and you're like, oh, you shouldn't be, you know, hoping he's hurt. This is the best thing that could happen, because now he is hurt. He's going to be gone for a while. They can repackage him. They could prepare for the 3 month. I think it's going to end up being three to four months before he comes back. They can prepare for it. They can say, all right, we're going to have you do this. We're going to have you do this. We're going to have you do this. This could be the best thing that happens to him. I just hope he's okay. I hope he's going to be healing up all right. If he had surgery, I hope that's taken care of. I just want to rest, get him back in the ring. I want to see him do some crazy stuff in the ring. It's just really sad.
Yeah. And, you know, to kind of pivot from there, Jericho, cut a promo, at the end, and, you know, he cut a promo at Roadblock, and that's what he's been doing. He's been just, really laying into AJ Styles, and just, I don't know, the feud is kind of heating up here. You know, he had, I thought, a great promo last SmackDown. This SmackDown, he actually attacked AJ. You know, he distracted him during his match with Kevin Owens, which, by the way, those two have a really great chemistry in the ring. I am curious what they're going to do with the IC title. I think that's actually something that we should talk about here in just a moment. But Jericho and Styles, I mean, that feud is definitely heating up quite a bit. But my question to you is this. We've already seen them wrestle 3 times now. AJ having 2 of the wins, Jericho having 1. I mean, do you really do a 4th match at WrestleMania for this? Like, that's my question. Do you do it then? Or like, how would you construct this feud?
I think they're going to be put in a match with either the IC or the US title. And that's what I really think is going to happen. But when you look at it, it's going to end up being the IC title, so they can have pretty much the match of the night, which I'm really looking forward to myself. I think that's what they're going to do, because you can't do a singles match with them again. We've already seen that. I don't think they're going to do a gimmick match, because realistically, there's going to be a lot of gimmick matches, and this mm-hmm. one does not need to be one. If you put them in something like a ladder match for the IC title, which I really think they should do. They have not announced it, but I really think that's what they should do. This would be the two guys. They're in a feud, but they can be in that match as well. You know, you could have, they're probably end up going to have like six guys go for the IC title or something like that. I don't know if that's going to be a mistake or not, but that's a wait and see right now. But I'm so nervous about this, because you would think that the card would be set, especially because right now tickets, I mean, you can get tickets right now for WrestleMania if you want. Mm-hmm.
They said that they're about 80% sold out. So,
yeah, but that's the thing. If they had something else to add to it, like if they said, hey, these guys are going to wrestle ladder match, IC title, this. I think then people were like, you know what? I'm going to go and, you know, hit nosebleed just so I can say I was there for this match, because it's going to be something that tears the house down. I don't think that you should announce stuff on Monday. Next week, everything should be set in stone on what they're doing for WrestleMania. Every match, if they're doing a gimmick, if whatever they're doing, that should be set in stone at that time. I just hope that's what happens. Because the weird part is I'm looking forward to NXT more than anything.
So. Yeah. Well, and I think that we should talk about, you know, some of the new WrestleMania matches as well as, you know, what they could do for an IC match after the break.
Well, yes, let's thank our sponsor first. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Off the Mark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to say big on items from WWEShop.com. By the way, they have a lot of sales on shirts right now. Just click on the banner, reload it a couple times when you find the right one. There's some killer deals out there right now. So let's talk about the WrestleMania matches. Kalisto versus Ryback for the IC for the US title. Mm-hmm. Is this one that you do a gimmick on, or do you just say this is just a match?
I think you just do a match here, and this is a pre-show match as well. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say that I am very glad, you know, we're going to break down some of the matches here real quick, but I'm glad that they finally have added some of the undercard matches. That was something that last week I was critical of. And so it's nice to see them actually, you know, show them now. So Kalisto and Ryback, that one is probably not going to be a good match. You know, we're going to see maybe a couple of cool moves from Kalisto. You know, early impressions, I think that Ryback wins it. I think that, you know, and you have a full-fledged heel turn here. That'd be my guess.
I think that's written in stone already. That I believe that's what they'll end up doing here. So I think we're in agreement on that one. You know, like, what do you do? I mean, that's how I look at this. I mean, I know it's horrible to say, but what do you do? Now, the League of Nations versus New Day, this is the one where I could see New Day walking out as champions, because the rumor right now is that they're going to come out on unicorns.
Yep. I saw that.
And if they do that, I will lose it. I will be laughing so hard, my face will be beet red. Just hopefully I don't pass out from laughing that hard. Nothing can beat a windjammer.
The one thing I will say about this, though, that makes absolutely zero sense is that it is, from what I saw, it's for the tag team titles, but it's a handicap match, 4-on-3 for the tag team titles. So if the League of Nations wins, do all four of them hold the two titles?
they go to the WWE shop that's outside and grab two of the belts, and then they all four have belts.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you think about it, like, the New Day thing, I understand, because it's the Freebird rule. You know, it's where they have the three members, and 100% understand that. You know, a lot of people have done that before. You know, it's not just one person who's done it, but typically when you have a team of four, you know, I think like Nexus and stuff like that, like, they didn't use a Freebird rule. I don't know if we've ever seen something like that where you have four members and you know, two of them have the tag titles and they do a Freebird rule. I don't know. Maybe. But Early indications, I would say New Day for this one. You know, I reserve the right to change my opinion in 2 weeks, but early indications, I would say New Day.
Here's what I'll say. If they come out in the unicorns, they will lose the tag titles. I'll just say that now. And the only reason I say is because remember, everyone who had a big entrance besides Triple H lost. So that's how I look at it. Right. The Usos and the Dudleys. With this, I want the Usos to, you know, I want them to win, but I really think Dudleys need a WrestleMania. They need a WrestleMania where they're like, we're going to win. It's nothing against the Usos because they've been there so long, but I think you need to do something with those guys. They should be going for the tag titles, but they're not, which is a fine. You have the Dudleys, so they're going to get that. But I think if the Dudleys put them over, I think they'd be more people would find them more legit, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that's why that's what I hope happens. So I really, really want the Dudleys to put them over, but I think it's going to be a great match because all four of these guys can wrestle. And that is what I'm looking forward to because they're not going to do simple moves or, you know, be like, the Ascension. So are you excited about this match?
I think that this is the match that probably should have been at Roblox, you know, like that's where they should have done this match at. That's what it should have been building towards. Honestly, in fact, actually, you know, to go back a little bit to my roadblock, idea, this is the type of thing where you have a feud that you're, you know, kind of building to be big, but let's be honest here. It's not a WrestleMania worthy feud like this one. That is where you have that feud take off at. You know, you have that be a big match. You know, this could have been theoretically, you know, if you looked at like the Attitude Era, this is the type of match that could main event a pay-per-view. You know, you really could do a match like this as a main event or as the second main event. That's what they could have done. Instead, here you're looking at a potential pre-show match, you know, a dark match. You know, that's what this match is. Am I excited for it? Maybe. I don't know. I'd like to see a tables match. I think that'd be kind of cool. I don't think I've ever seen a tables match live, so I figure I might as well hit everything we can.
Yeah, while we're Hell in a Cell, ladder match, tables match, you know, let's get it all
Elimination Chamber, Rumble, you know, yeah, like everything.
Yeah,
everything.
They can have Hell in a Cell. No, Elimination Chamber inside the Hell in a Cell.
Totally can happen.
The other thing, Andre the Giant Battle Royale has been confirmed. So there's going to be a lot of people in there. I'm going to shoot for Zack Ryder on this one, but, you know, I doubt that'll happen. This is a pre-show. And I think what will actually happen for the pre-show, this will be one. And I think that the Divas will have a match as well. Not the Divas title, but there'll be one.
So this match, I mean, this is how you get, the majority of people who are not going to be actually on the card in there, you know, like the social outcasts. This is how you get them in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of nice that they finally confirmed it. I'm kind of curious, though, you know, if the person who wins it, if they're actually going to do something with them. You know, they didn't really do anything with Cesaro. They didn't really do anything with Big Show. Are they going to do something with the winner here? I don't know. Maybe. But I'm kind of curious, Andy, the IC title match, you know, we talked about it a little bit earlier. Who do you have in a match? What type of match do you have? How do you do it? How would you create an IC match for WrestleMania?
You got to do a ladder. It's going to be Owens, Miz. I'm missing someone now. Of course, Owens,
Sami Zayn.
Yes, thank you, Owens. Thank you, Owens, Zayn, Miz, probably Ziggler. And then I think you could throw in the AJ Styles, Chris Jericho as well. But I think you need a rule where there has to be some way, like, I don't know, because I think Kevin Owens needs to win this. But if he could complain and say, you put five other guys in the ring against me and I still won, you know, he'd do something like that. But that's the thing. Like, I don't know how you go about this. It has to be a ladder match. I'm just saying that right now. It has to be a ladder match because this is something that will steal the show. I don't, you know, if they can do Hell in a Cell there, they can do this. I really, really hope that's what they're going to do with this match. I mean, how would you book it?
I am obviously going to go with Owen Zane. That's going to be the match, but I'm going to add in a couple other people. And what I would do is I think that a ladder match would be okay. You know, that's how you could open the show. I would definitely add in AJ Styles because he's had a match with Kevin Owens. I would then try to interweave and have Jericho have a match against Zayn. I would try to get something there going there where you have all four of them have some sort of history against each other. And so that's what I would do. I would try to interweave those storylines where you could have, and you know, the thing with the four-way ladder match though, the only downside is we had, I think it was 6 or 7 people in the ladder match last year. And with that, what you're able to do is you're able to have a bigger rest, because that way the big spots that happen, it's, you know, one spot happens to Zayn, you know, Zayn takes Owens down, and then Jericho takes Zayn down, and then AJ takes Jericho down, you know, and you go through that cycle, and you know, it's played out, but it's fine. You know, you can do that. So I would definitely have those four in there. You know, adding Ziggler and Miz, not a bad idea either. So I think maybe you do a 6-way for the IC title. You know, you do kind of like a scramble, and I think that'd be a good idea, but I would probably have Owens win this though. You know, that's what I would do. I'd have Owens reign supreme, be that bully against Zayn, and then maybe at Extreme Rules or Payback, that's where you could potentially give the title to Zayn.
I don't know if I'd put on Zayn, but I think I could see him putting it on. I think Styles should have it before him. But here's what I believe is going to happen. I think they're going to put Styles in a feud with Ryback. I'm saying it now.
What?
I just have a feeling that they're going to do something stupid where they're going to put somehow Ryback and Styles are going to get a feud for the U.S. title. I don't know why I keep thinking this, but I just think that's what's going to end up happening. Yeah,
I don't know. I disagree with you there. I think that they are trying to protect AJ as much as possible, and they probably don't want to have you know, Ryback destroy AJ. And I don't mean like in the physicality sense of like, oh, he's so big. I mean in the, you know, he's not as good of a worker, and so he's not going to do very well.
No, I know what you mean. I'm just trying to think of because I think that, I don't know why, but you have to have Styles move on from the Chris Jericho feud. I don't think you can make that go till Extreme Rules. I mean, you're talking what, 5 weeks afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was 3 weeks, I could see that, but there's a point where
I don't know. I could see it going till then. I really could.
Really?
Yeah, I could. I honestly could, but I'm not saying that it will. I'm not saying that it should, but I can definitely see it. You know, I don't think that it's out of the ordinary for something like that to happen.
Oh man. But yeah, so here's my other thing. They haven't announced this, but I wish that they would put a ring outside and let the NXT wrestlers wrestle before we go inside.
Why? We're going to see them in a main of, like, we're going to see them at a pay-per-view the night before.
Why, I know. See that? Well, we'll see it on Friday, but I'm saying on Sunday, if they had a ring outside and did something like, you know, when Doug went to Royal Rumble, if I'm correct, they had the one area where they got the, you know, they had the match and everything.
You know what, though? I'm sorry. I got to cut you off. I think 5 hours of wrestling on Sunday will be more than enough.
Well, you know, it'll be 6 hours. So you have a 2-hour pre-show, then a 4-hour main event.
Yeah. I mean,
pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's enough for me. It's enough for me.
Well, I think it just to entertain, you know, like the guys who maybe didn't wrestle, throw them out there, put on a match, you know, but hopefully. I'm just saying, dude, I think that'd be kind of interesting. You know, just get this pumped up, you know, 10, 10, 10. It's so. Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.